Hi everybody, how is everyone doing? So I have a little story to tell you. When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? And how do I make money off my podcast? And I can answer that question with one easy word, Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And the best part is, it's 100% free. And it's so, so easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, this is an Anchor-sponsored ad. I love Anchor because it makes it so easy to connect with my listeners on multiple platforms. I got on Apple Podcast, I got on Overcast, I got on Spotify, and they do all the work for you. I like that you can edit right inside the app, and it gives you the analytics and everything inside the app. So if you always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start and join me and a diverse community of podcasters who are using Anchor to record their podcast. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. And I can't wait to show you how easy it is. So go to anchor.fm/start and join today. Introduce yourself. I'm going to let our guest introduce herself because she's amazing and I don't know what to say. So go.
You know what? There really is nothing to say. I'm Karen Kay, radio person, friend, wife, mom to a bulldog. What else is there to say? I've been radio since 1986, and this is the first time I've ever done a podcast. Can you believe that?
I'm breaking her podcast virginity.
You're my first.
Yeah.
You're my very first. But I'm glad you asked me to do this.
I like to have friends over. So my podcast is called Tea with Camille and Friends. So like your truth and just having a conversation with
And we're not drinking tea, we're drinking a sports drink. And if you hear heavy breathing in the background,
it's not me.
It's my dog. It's our bulldog, Jake.
So I have a French bulldog and they have an English bulldog. And those dogs cannot breathe. Hi, Jake. No. Say hi, buddy.
Jake needs attention. Oh, my God. These dogs are the neediest breed.
Oh, yes.
You have to give them attention all the time. How old is your dog?
One.
And he's three.
And they're still like babies.
Oh, yeah. People think, oh, Jake is good. He's independent. No, he gets depressed when we leave him, when you're home. See, like we're not in the same room with him.
So talking about leaving, are you scared to leave him after COVID when you go back to work?
If there's anything positive coming out of COVID, being able to work from home, setting up just a little studio from home, being able to be with him has been the best thing. Because normally, you know, I leave at 4 a.m. I don't get home till like 1 p.m. And I have, you know, someone come over and take care of him. But during all this, I'm home with him. Oh, my God.
He just jumped on her.
Big boy. Scratched my legs. Oh, God, you're big.
He's
baby.
So funny.
But it's been good being home with him. But can you hear how loud he is?
I don't know how you get work done.
He's like a baby seal. Maybe he'll just go lay down.
He does look like a seal.
Lay down right there. But it's been good being home with them. I like being home. This has been such a weird year for all of us. You know, normally I go to a studio with all my friends and we're all apart. I haven't seen them since March. So that's kind of a bummer.
That's a bummer.
So the only plus side, I would say, my house is really clean because I'm cleaning every day and I get to hang out with Jake.
Your house is beautiful. Thank you for having me over.
Thank you for letting me do this with you.
I love my friends, and I'm just like, being with my dogs make me happy, and I'm such a homebody. I love being home.
Me too.
I love being home. So every chance I get to be home, because we don't get to be home often, we're very privileged. We get to go and travel. Even during COVID, we have a lake house in Lake Isabella, as you know.
Yeah.
And we got to go there and spend some time with our niece and stuff. We're very lucky that we don't have to be at home.
Yeah.
But I love being home. But I like...
You guys are the same as us. We're on the go. Like, we go, we're river people. But we don't bring Jake all the time, but I have a nice girl that stays here at the house because it's too hot. One thing about bulldogs, they don't do well in the heat.
No. So, they overheat quick.
Yeah.
And so, then it takes forever to cool them down without a stroke.
Yeah. So we leave him. Sometimes we bring him, but a couple weekends ago, it was like 115 degrees. I'm like, let's leave him here. So it's good to be able to get away. Like you said, if we can go somewhere secluded, you know, social distance. And we've been doing that at our friend's house.
For us, it's hard with Cher because she gets really cursing.
Does she really?
Every time we go, there is one stop we have to make to clean up her.
And my friend's dog is the same way. Stomach. She's 1 year old. Do you give her anything? Because her dog's on something.
We want to give her CBD, but mm-hmm. we're scared that it will make her more sick.
No.
So we already give CBD because she's just so hyper. And we appreciate that. We don't want to seduce her, but sometimes it's just overwhelming. So we just give her a few drops. It's natural, all natural.
I have that. I use that for him, but there's something I'll find out from my friend and tell you. She gives her dog something because her dog gets sick, and she's outgrowing it. But with him, when we first adopted him at 4 months old, we got like hemp treats made with hemp and CBD oil
and
just because he was scared. 2 months, and now he's fine. He's in the car. He goes right to sleep. He's fine in the car. Doesn't get sick. So we're lucky.
Let me know.
Yeah, I'll find
out
what it
is. I'll tell people too if your dog gets sick.
Your dog gets carsick. I never knew a dog could get carsick.
Yeah, because the road that we take to the lake, it's literally like a roller coaster.
Oh, I get even sick. I get on sick. That. I'll get sick on that.
Yeah, I have to like get off my phone. There's no service anyway.
Yeah.
But I like to write in the car, like music.
I can't do that. No. I'll get car sick.
Can't do it.
No. Luckily, Jake does not get car sick. He sleeps in the back of the truck. The only thing with bulldogs, as you know, is the heat. So
yeah, they can't do
wherever
it.
We bring them, we've got to be, you know, AC and...
At least you have a truck. We have a Jeep. And now that the top is off, it's straight heat.
Where do you put Cher when you guys go on a road trip?
We have harness.
Yeah.
And a seat belt. And she hangs out in the back. She's really good at staying in.
Does she still get sick?
She still gets
even
sick.
Even with the top off the Jeep?
I think it's just the road.
Okay.
I get sick, so I can only imagine her little
Poor
body.
Cher.
She's Poor only Cher. 20 pounds.
She's so cute. We almost got a French bulldog because I've only had English bulldogs. This is my fourth English bulldog. I've rescued two, and then I got two from a breeder. But this one, we got him from a breeder, but nobody wanted him. So we said, we'll take him.
It's, and to all those people who get upset that we got our dogs from a breeder, French bulldogs and English bulldogs are really hard to find in shelters. I tried for a year and a half before we bought Cher.
Yeah.
We really tried, but all of the shelters that did have them were on the east, and I wasn't in the right space to make a trip at that time.
So they can't ship them, they can't fly.
No,
they can't fly alone.
Cargo.
Nope.
Yeah.
They'll die.
Yeah,
it's
and
a hard
I heard so many stories of dogs dying in the planes when people put them in
die.
Cargo.
They can't go in there.
It's
they have
the,
to be
especially
able to ride with
our
you.
Little yes. ones with our squishy noses.
Yeah,
like. I really tried to find a rescue, and I tell you, it killed me, but I really wanted to
rescue.
I wanted to rescue, but I also really wanted a French bulldog, and I wasn't going to let other people's opinions influence
I know. I've done both, and I've had people get mad at me, too. Oh, you got from a breeder, and the breeder we got Jake from, he does rescue as well. So he'll see bulldogs that need homes and he'll offer those if somebody can't afford, because you know how expensive French bulldog puppies are and English bulldog puppies. Yeah. So he also does rescue. And there is Bulldog Rescue. So
we looked into that.
Even though we got Jake from a breeder, I made a donation to them.
Exactly.
So
it's,
I'm trying. I know people still get upset.
You have to. That's why I wanted to tell people that I really looked and I really tried. And it just happened to not work out for me. But we did check out the breeder. We had a friend who got it from the breeder. So we knew that she takes care of her puppy. She takes care of like their own family, you know. Yeah. It's like her own dogs.
You guys have like, you guys treat Cher like I treat him. Like you can tell a lot about people when you meet them, how they are with their animals. If they don't like animals,
not to get political, but our president doesn't own any pets or have a dog, or he said he doesn't like dogs. So let's just
political. I thought we weren't getting political.
Let's just get to that. Well, anyway,
my husband Kyle and I, if someone says they like dogs, we're usually just kind of mesh with people that have animals.
And you find a common ground. Yeah. And it tells a lot. If you can take care of yourself and another person or another dog, I'm more tended to like people with kids too. Because they're more caring and giving and they understand. They understand that having a pet is important.
Do you hear him crying?
Yeah.
Mila, can I call him in here?
Jakey, come in
here.
Come here.
He's crying. I have a baby gate, but he can get it. He can get in here. But you know what? Some people just, you say you have a dog, and when I tell them what kind of dog, people love bulldogs. They want to see pictures. This guy, I'm on a bulldog group on Facebook.
Me too.
Are you on the same
I'm on
group?
The French bulldog.
Oh, you need to join this one. Bulldogs
Is it just
are
bulldog?
Awesome.
Okay.
It's bulldogs are awesome. And
send me an invite.
Nice. It's a nice group. People are cool. They'll just you learn a lot about bulldogs. Like, you know, about food, about, because they do have a lot of health issues. One thing I tell people, if you don't have a lot of money, don't get a bulldog. Because ear infections, they can have
allergies.
Jake has allergies.
So many allergies. We didn't even know.
Yeah.
And my dog's a badass. She's 20 pounds, got stung by a bee, ate the bee. Is allergic to bees, so she got
bumps all over,
and we took her to the vet, and she loves our vet, which is great. She goes in there, voluntarily goes in the back, like she loves our vet, and anyway, she ate the bee, and we didn't know, because she didn't cry, she did nothing, and
that's scary.
It's really scary because she's not scared of anything.
No, because they're breeding. Their breeding can be.
But she got hives. Aww. She got so many hives, and I was like, something's wrong.
Give her Benadryl.
I tried. She wouldn't take it, so we had to give her special liquid Benadryl.
Okay. Yeah, I think since I've had bulldogs so long, like every little thing, I would take them to the vet. Gosh, that's expensive.
You learn.
I mean, if it's something that I can do, like a home remedy, then I'll do
that's
it.
That's why that group is great, because you get to learn from people who had bulldogs.
You can give a dog a Benadryl. You just go by the weight. Like, I wouldn't take care of your dog the way I take care of Jake.
Of course.
He's 80 pounds.
See, mine's only 20,
She's
21.
She's a little thing. So.
I can pick her up. Jake, I would struggle to.
No, I can't pick Jake up. If there's an emergency, I'm going to have to call you, because I can't.
We'll do teamwork.
Yeah. That's the only thing. I have a bad back. And this is.
And you know, I have another dog that's not a bulldog. We have Jerry.
I forgot you had
Jerry.
Who's
100-something
pounds. What kind of dog is Jerry?
Weimer.
I've seen you guys walking him.
He's so handsome. Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
He's so handsome.
I want another dog. Now, I do want another dog.
But do you want a bulldog or just a regular dog?
You know what? Because I know this would upset you. I can't look at pictures. I know what's going on, what they do with dogs in Korea and China. You know. And that's all I want to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, I forgot the organization. Dang it, I wish
she saves them?
Yes.
And brings them here?
Yes. She saved 75 this last trip and all got adopted. And my friend, Eric, who I worked in radio with, he and his wife, it looks like it's a maybe a golden retriever. lab mix.
I love it.
And the dog's name is Olaf. And they rescued Olaf, flew in, got into LAX last week. And look, awesome. I have chills.
I know.
And now I'm obsessed with this dog. I'm obsessed with adopting a dog.
How about Kyle?
Kyle likes Olaf too. Look, I have chills.
You want him.
Well, because I can't imagine anybody doing that to a dog.
I can't. I think.
Well, if you want to make me cry right now,
don't.
That would make me cry.
I had an incident back when I was married that someone broke into my ex-wife's house before we met.
Yeah.
And they hurt the animals.
Oh, God.
And they got more time for hurting the animals than actually breaking into the house.
Yeah.
They got 25 years for animal abuse. And I think that's wonderful.
Yes. How could you hurt an animal? All they want to do
they're
is
so
love
innocent.
You. All they want to do is love you.
They can't even communicate. You know,
yeah, it breaks my heart.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm terrible.
I know. Now we're going to cry. But Olaf was in a cage.
No,
Olaf was going to be... They torture him.
You know, it's going to be a lot of work because he's scared.
He
I want to see him.
I got to show you a picture. I know people can't see this, but it's I want you to see Olaf. And they're calling him Ollie. And this is him. And they bought him a toy.
Oh, my
So I God. Think he is a... What would you say? Like, is that a...
Golden something. Golden Lab?
They didn't even care what dog. They say... Because they had a Labrador that passed
away.
How
is he doing with humans?
Look, he's good. He's timid. Because those dogs, they have had no love. They've been locked in cages. Unspeakable torture.
I can't talk about it.
Meanness. I can't talk about it.
Don't want to upset anyone.
No, but that's Olaf. Now he's living in Los Angeles. Look at him.
Please get him.
He's their dog.
Oh,
but
it's
there's
their
many
dog.
Dogs like him.
Oh, they actually kept it for themselves.
Yes,
oh, I didn't
kept
get
him.
It.
Okay, it's called Dove Project.
Okay,
D-O-V-E. Dove Project. Okay. And this dog came from South Korea. And this is him at LAX. They just got him five days ago.
He's so handsome.
So you know what happens there. I wish we need to stop that. That needs to end.
Well, Lisa Vanderpump, she does it too. She goes She goes and gets multiple dogs from the meat markets there.
And that's where he was going to go if they didn't rescue him. So Dove Project, I know Vanderpump. What is she?
I don't know her organization.
That's them picking him up and bringing him home.
He's so loving. He's so gorgeous, guys. He's white, golden white.
Like a lab mix, I think.
He looks like a lab.
And look at these. They said the only thing they noticed nighttime, you could tell he's having dreams. And of course, that made me cry.
Well, of course. But I would have nightmares too if someone tortured me.
Yeah, he's probably never had anyone hug them.
I can't.
And they're just taking it real easy. Like you know how you and I with our pets were like, Cher, oh, Jake.
Yeah, no, you can't do
They're real quiet with him. The house is quiet. And they're just letting
him. They have a good environment for him.
Yes.
Because I can't. We're loud.
I know.
So we wouldn't be good. Yeah. I'm loud.
Our better halves are loud as well. So if I am allowed, if Kyle will let me, that's one thing about COVID being home.
Because now you can help people.
Yeah.
And animals.
Mm-hmm. I would love to rescue a dog. You hear Jake. Jake, you want a brother or sister? And he loves pets.
Wait, guys, you gotta hear this.
I don't know why he's crying.
Jakey.
Look at him. He's sitting by his fan. Does he not know the gate's open? He could come join us.
Say hi. I love it. He just said hi to you guys.
Come around. So, I don't know how bright he is because the gate is open that way. Go around.
But I love
it. I would like it. And Jake is the perfect dog for that because he loves dogs. He loves cats. I've never seen him aggressive with.
Cher is aggressive with lizards.
And he loves lizards.
And
our backyard has so many lizards.
She's catching them.
Really?
The first time she got really sick and her first vet appointment was because she ate a lizard and got sick.
Really?
I don't know why she's so aggressive.
Do that.
She's so aggressive. She loves birds. She'll listen to them and
Was she hurt a bird? Her.
If she could, she probably would catch a bird.
French bulldogs. Now, I know English bulldogs were used for bull baiting.
And Frenchies were used. They're man-made breeds. Okay. So I don't
designer
know.
Designer breed.
Yeah, they're like a designer
but
breed.
But I hear they're good little hunters. I don't know if that's true.
She's very focused. So like if she sees a lizard, she'll just stand there. She'll stand there quietly. Then when the lizard least expects, she'll hop.
Because I love lizards and snakes.
I used to have a snake.
I had a snake before. I've had snakes all.
I have a funny story about a snake. My brother had a snake in his now wife's ex. It's a complicated story. But his wife's ex-boyfriend left him the snake.
What kind?
When they started
dating. Was it a python?
Something along those lines. I'm not sure. But it escaped one day at a party.
Oh, boy.
When they had a party. It slid the thing.
How big was the snake?
Big. It was like
a Burmese python?
Yeah, probably something.
Yeah.
I don't remember because I was really young.
Yeah.
But the lady comes home, opens her purse, and there's a fucking... I'm sorry.
The snake was in the purse?
It was in her purse, and she took it home, and she didn't know. Because you know how women, we have heavy purses anyway.
Yeah, my purse is very heavy.
So she opened it, and the snake was there, and she freaked out.
Oh,
it's not funny,
God.
But when they were I just can't stop
it
laughing.
It is funny.
It's funny.
I love snakes, but a lot of people don't.
Exactly.
My husband does not like snakes.
She has a rat phobia. Like, she doesn't like animals that are like...
Okay, the worst part about owning a snake for me was feeding them.
Because you had to feed mice?
Baby rats.
Yeah.
And that broke my heart.
I love animals.
And you buy it and it thinks it's going to go home
and
it's
alive.
Pet.
Yeah.
And you have
to have them alive so they move.
Someone said, give them frozen. He wouldn't. They like that.
They like to catch. They have a killer instinct.
And guess what my snake's name was? Jake. Jake the snake. So
I adopted him,
I rescued him, and then now we have Jake the bulldog, and I like the name Jake.
I like snakes.
I would like one. I like ball python. They only get to be, I think he was about 4 feet long.
Okay.
They can live a long time.
I used to catch garden snakes for fun as a child.
Gopher snakes, garden snakes, king snakes. I would catch.
It's fun.
When I lived in San Diego, I had a neighbor. Said, you better come get this snake or I'm going to kill it. And that broke my heart. I'm like,
don't kill it.
The snakes are good to have in your yard because they will eat the rats.
Yeah.
It's better to have
Because in San Diego, it's even worse with the heat.
Yeah.
We get a lot of
mice.
Oh,
they're everywhere. So I would go over and catch it and she just couldn't believe it.
I'd just
pick it up, king snake, gopher snake.
They don't bite?
It wouldn't hurt you.
Well, they do bite, but they're not poisonous.
It didn't hurt. I've never been bit by a snake. My sister has and she still loves snakes too. So.
No, they don't hurt. They just kind of like
I think my husband will be more, he will let me probably get another dog.
But not
a snake. No. I asked for a bird and he said no, too messy.
Birds are so annoying.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I love them. Birds are great. They're smart. I rescued one. So our neighbor has birds back in the day, back in San Diego, and they got the wings clipped, but they grew back too long and he could fly. So we caught him.
What kind of bird?
Little parrot. Like a, what are they? They're the little ones. Starts with the C. Cockatoo.
Okay. Yeah.
So we found him. And we had him for 4 days. And I love birds. They're so smart.
I do too, but they're messy.
But I had a parrot
growing up. Yeah, very smart. Mario, the parrot we had growing up, and it did not like my voice. Because I have, raspy, manly voice.
Radio voice, yeah.
I don't know if it's a radio voice, but this bird would go after me. He couldn't fly, but he'd run around the ground and like peck me and try to get me.
Just didn't like
it. No, I still love birds, even after that.
By the way, me and Karen are so much alike.
Well, I'm a lot older than you.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
I would say
she's 27.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But we both love animals. So that was one thing when I met you.
I love animals.
And then when I heard you had a Frenchie.
I could never hurt an animal.
No. Just,
even if my life depended on
it. Never.
If someone came to my house and said, it's you or the animal, I'm like, here you go. Take me.
Yeah, and I would never. Thank God I married someone who loves. Like Kyle. did not have a dog for a while, but I had a bulldog, and I had an ex that was so mad at me, even though I'm going to get a little personal here. He left me for someone else, and then we had two bulldogs. He rescued one, and then we had Rudy. But since he purchased the dog and had proof that he purchased the dog, I had no rights to the dog. And just to be mean, he kept me from the dog.
See, that's and why that all the paperwork, even though I got share as a present, all the paperwork is under my name. Because it's a gift. And if I ever lose her, right now, due to COVID, I don't have funds to raise her, yes. But if we separate, me and Joanne, which I'm not planning on it.
No, you guys are awesome.
I'm never
together.
Putting that out there.
No.
But if we do, I would let Joanne have her, as much as it would hurt me.
Yeah.
But the paperwork would be still under me, so I have some right. You gotta be careful. That's another thing when you're buying a dog with someone. Make sure.
Oh, I've seen many issues and many cases on people's court. I'm like, man, I could have won on the people's court. Just to be mean, he kept the dog from me. So that was, I would never
But
do
then
that
you guys
to
got
me.
Your other dog before Jake.
Well,
with
then
Kyle,
when
right?
I met Kyle, and I didn't have my ex took the dogs away from me. So I never knew when Rudy passed. I'm sure he's no longer with us because he was born in 2006. Okay. And they live like 8 to 10 years. He lived maybe like 13, 14 years, but not even to let me know, hey, he passed away, anything. No, he's just a mean person.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not with him anymore.
Me
Let's
too,
just
thank
say that.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And then I met Kyle, and he's never had bulldogs, but I got him into the breed, and he loves them now. And
I
then
feel
we
like Kyle
rescued Walter. He was an all-white English Walter. Bulldog. I have his ashes over there. I'll show you. I know we're a podcast, but pure white.
I love him.
Like 60
I love
pounds.
Him so much.
He was loud. And he did have some breathing issues, which led to him dying at the age of 4. The vet messed up.
Problems.
Vet messed up.
We don't talk about it.
No, I'm not. You know, legally, I'm not even allowed to ever mention the vet's name.
Yeah, I know.
Which I won't.
You told me.
Yeah, I won't.
But it's really messed up, but be careful. Vets are so important. Just do your research.
If you're going to get a bulldog, if we're going back to talking about bulldogs again, because you and I...
We go off topics.
We're not talking about
quality.
Snakes. But that's the number one thing I would tell people. People go, oh, I love Cher. I want a Frenchie. I love Jake. I want an English. I would say, make sure you have money. Mm-hmm. Make sure pet insurance.
Oh, saved my life, dude.
Pet insurance is good to have. And make sure you have a vet that knows the breed.
Exactly.
Because after what I went through with Walter... And now with COVID, now if you have to take your dog to the vet, they won't even let you go in. I can't take Jake right now because he had a pretty bad episode in February. And the vet, I love the vet. And he was cleaning Jake's ears and he got so upset.
Yeah.
You know how they, anxiety, his temperature went up to 104. And they brought him out to
me,
I told you. They brought him out to me and... I was like, he can't go home like this. I was freaked out. I'm thinking, I'm going to lose another dog.
Yeah.
The vet handled it well. He goes, listen, he calls him Jake from State Farm. If Jake from State Farm needs something, tell me, send me a picture over the phone. I have the vet's number, and he'll just
Our friend
prescribe something.
Is a vet, and she does phone consultations if Cher needs anything.
So you don't have to always
bring
her in.
We don't have to always go in.
Yeah.
Because it's very stressful.
It is stressful for him. Now I'm not sure what will happen the next time.
I tend to see the bulldogs have a lot of anxiety.
They do.
Cher's a little brat, though.
Does she get mad when you leave?
I call her a cute asshole. No, she just lays in her bed, but she'll let you know that she's upset.
Stubborn.
She won't let you catch her. We go in circles around the house trying to catch her. It's the most hilarious thing.
Does she go in a crate when you leave?
We have a crate, but it's like big crate.
Like a baby, like a playpen?
Like a playpen,
area.
Yeah.
She goes in there?
Yeah, she goes in there because we don't trust her. She's still in her chewing phase.
I heard. You guys told me that.
She's every designer pair of shoes I had to throw away because
they
were my YSL. Not that I'm saying it's more important to Cher or anything, just to put out
no, YSLs are expensive.
My YSL vintage 70s pumps.
She ate one,
they were purple and light blue, and she chewed the heel. She likes the heels, so the whole heel. And to fix it, it's just I couldn't afford it, so I had to throw all my heels.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
So I only have four pair of shoes right now.
Well, what size are you? I got lots of shoes. The worst thing he did, the door leading up to my backyard, Kyle and I took the golf cart probably to the bar that we always go to, and he chewed the shutters.
Oh.
We got home, we're like, what is that dirt? Is that dirt on the shutter? That's the only thing he did. And all you have to do is go, Jake.
And then he knows.
And he put his head down. You can't hit a dog.
Never.
You can yell. I'm sure I've yelled at him before, but it breaks their spirit. Breaks their heart.
I try not to yell at her, but only time is when she gets my ankles right here, like in the back, right in your tendon. And she bites down hard.
Does she really?
She plays.
Okay.
It's never aggressive, but other people might find it aggressive.
I love her. We almost got a Frenchie. When we got Jake, they brought out a Frenchie. Kyle and I sat down on the grass, and the Frenchie just round circles.
Yep.
Just kept running. Kyle looks at me and goes, Oh, no. And then they bring out Jake, this little 20-pound fat bowling ball, sits in Kyle's lap, goes to sleep. He goes, that's our dog. That's him.
I know that story.
I still want a Frenchie.
One day. But they're just so high maintenance.
There is one on a SoCal Bulldog Rescue, and then there's San Diego Bulldog Rescue.
Oh, they
have members of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm eyeing one. A lot of them, you know what breeders will do. If the dog has a cleft palate, they'll have it put to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Road Dogs and Rescue.
I don't support.
Are you friends with her, Road Dogs and Rescue?
No, I never heard
of it. You need to look that up. She has a lot of Frenchies. And she'll find them off Craigslist.
But you know what's the good thing about the breeder we got? When they do have those problems, she lowers the price.
Okay.
Drastically.
She won't put them to sleep.
She never puts any of her dogs to sleep.
Good.
We know her from a friend who bought.
Okay.
She had a dog with, fun fact, I didn't know this till I learned about Cher. Some dogs, just like humans, have mentally challenged.
Yeah.
And they're just slower. And she had one of those dogs. So instead of putting it down, she only made him $500 instead of the $1,000. And now he has a home.
See?
And, like,
that's a dog I would take.
Like, he needs extra help, but he's perfectly fine.
And some breeders are so awful. And they would
no, they are. But I just want to put out there that not every breeder is the same.
No.
Do your research.
Do your research. Do your homework. Make sure you find a vet that knows the breed. And make sure that you have time. I don't care if it's a bulldog or you go to a shelter and rescue a dog. Make sure you have time for that animal.
Yes.
And you can't get a dog and stick it out back. You can't get a bulldog and stick it out back because they'll die in the heat.
I grew up with dogs out back, so for me, I'm European. We're a little mentally different than you guys. We did have outdoor dogs, but my dog had a whole house to himself. We had built a little guest house where I could fit.
Yeah.
Like my dad, I was 10 at the time. My dad built a whole...
Probably a real nice...
Like an actual, like...
Do you need a tissue?
Yes, please.
I'm going to get you a tissue.
I'm like, I have the worst allergies. So as I was saying, my dad built a little guest house as big as our bathroom.
Like a playhouse?
Like a playhouse for the dog. Because
what kind of dog was it?
He was a black lab.
Now, they're different. They can be indoor, outdoor.
Exactly.
Huskies like to be outdoor. My girlfriend has huskies. Lives up in the mountains.
Thank you so much.
Her dogs cry when they're in the house.
Yeah.
They want to go outside.
Exactly. And
but
French bulldogs have too much, especially in California heat, they will
die. Because when I first got a bulldog and tried to bring him to the beach, because I thought it'd be fun, and he was starting panting, and someone told
me. She loves the beach.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But you bring him to the beach early morning or late at night when it's cool.
Yes. But Cher has a cool vest.
Okay.
So it's a vest that keeps them cool.
Good.
So you just get it wet and it stays wet
for
her.
Good.
And she has her little shark. We call her baby shark. Her shark vest for swimming.
I'm going to start singing that song.
Baby
Did you name
sharky?
Her shark Cher after Cher?
Like the singer Cher,
that's
yeah.
Because when you
that's
just told Joanne's, me that, I think I laughed.
I have allergies.
Do you?
Joanne's favorite singer is Cher.
She loves Cher.
She can do the impression. She can do the impression.
She can talk like sideways. She really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get her to do it next time I see her. Will she do it for me?
I think so, if you put her on the spot.
And then if she does...
Don't, you didn't hear it from me.
You're so young. Like, people ask me how I got into radio, because I used to talk like Joan Rivers. I don't know if you know who she is.
Of course.
And she's no longer with us. That's how I got into it. Radio. I called a radio station and pretended I was her. And they really believed me. That's how I got into radio.
You do have that raspy, you know, that beautiful
voice. And when I got to meet her, I start crying like an idiot.
You met her?
Yeah, I got to meet her. Fun. Oh, gosh. She's been gone for a while, I think.
Yeah, but 2 years.
It's been like...
3?
Yeah, I think she's been gone that long. But I got to meet her when I was working in radio in San Diego. So it's been like 20 years. And I cried. Awesome. I'm such a dumb dummy.
Because she got you into
She
radio.
Hugged me and everything, and she's this tiny little thing, and I start crying.
She was really, really, really funny.
And she loves dogs. You know what we talked about the whole time?
Doggies.
Dogs. And then I
had Didn't she have a like
she had
French,
little dogs. I think she had like Yorkies.
Okay.
I believe she had cute little dogs. She had a dog with her. I think it was a Yorkie.
I used to want a Yorkie till I found out they're really high maintenance as well.
Hey, and any then dog can be high maintenance.
This girl says Yorkies are high maintenance and then gets a fucking French bulldog.
I would say any dog, because if you don't have time for an animal, don't get an animal.
Yeah, period.
If you don't have money, do not get a French.
We keep repeating.
Or English, I know. But if you don't have money to get your dog groomed, because...
And good food.
Good food. Do you know how much Jake's food is?
Ours is $55 to $100
Jake's
easily.
$100. The vet food, because he's got allergies.
We gotta have the special food. We have to mix two together, so it's 50-50 of dry and wet
what
food.
What we do for our dogs?
I will.
Oh my god!
I think I spent more on my dog than I spend on my skincare, and that says a lot.
I would
skincare
say
is
I,
expensive.
Yes, I would probably spend more on Jake than I do, because I used to buy all the expensive creams.
Yeah.
Not anymore. No.
See, my creams are like. Used to be $100, $150. Now they're only $25 to $50.
What are you, Oil of Olay or Clinique? I'm using Clinique.
I use MD Complete, which is acne
reducing.
Your
skin looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at us talking about
look,
that.
30 minutes later. Well, we're going to wrap it up.
I knew I'd have fun talking to you about
dogs. I love
dogs.
Talking
so
about
So what are we going to talk about? So let's talk about dogs. I love Jake. I don't have children. I'm not saying he's like... I'm not comparing him to a child.
But he's your kid.
He is, because I went through hell last
Again,
year.
Again, people
and this
will
dog
get...
made me happy.
That's what share. Like, today I was having a shitty morning. Just, yeah. I woke up sad for some reason that I don't want to talk over the podcast. But I woke up just sad. And sometimes, and the first thing you wake up when a French bulldog's
in your face
licking you.
You laugh.
It's like you just get that happiness back that sometimes we lack. So yes, dogs are really important.
He's very important to me. And it's made me a better person. It's made Kyle a better person. Because when Kyle comes home from work, the first person he hugs and kisses, Jake. Not me.
Person.
That's okay. I'm sorry.
First thing. That was cute.
Speak of the devil.
Well, we're gonna go. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you next episode.